On a rainy night in early September, more than 100 people packed a firehouse in the town of Dryden, New York, for a public meeting about hydrofracking. It was mostly an anti-fracking crowd, and Chip Northrup, a former oil company executive turned anti-fracking activist, was preaching to the choir.
You can't depend on the kindness of Texans to repair your roads when they tear them up.
Dryden is one of a growing number of municipalities around the state that have passed moratoriums or outright bans on the controversial drilling method. Town Supervisor Marianne Sumner says they've simply clarified existing zoning rules that forbid heavy industry.
All our zoning ever, since we've ever had zoning, has never allowed any heavy industrial uses. We consider it to be in conflict with our quiet, rural, you know, way of life here. So that's the rationale. We're allowed to regulate how our land is used, and we have never allowed heavy industrial uses, and we're not going to start now.
The state's environmental conservation law gives the authority to regulate the oil and gas industry to the DEC. But Dryden and other towns say they're not regulating the way the industry operates. They're not allowing drilling in the first place. That argument doesn't make sense to Henry Kramer. He's with the landowners group, the Dryden Safe Energy Coalition.
The rationale that they're using is that although they do not have the right to regulate fracking in New York State, they have the right to ban it. We find that completely illogical and not in keeping with state law.
Environmental lawyer Helen Slotjay has been pushing the land use strategy, advising dozens of communities in New York, including Dryden, that they can use zoning to keep gas drilling out.
So we use that local land use authority to encourage towns to be very explicit about what they do and do not want. Most comprehensive plans that we look at talk about preserving rural character and that people basically have chosen to live in these communities and for very specific reasons, you know, wanting a certain quality of life.
Dryden's ban is now being challenged by a Colorado company in a lawsuit that's being closely watched around the state. Anschutz Exploration has invested $5.1 million to drill on more than 22,000 acres of land here. Anschutz claims the environmental conservation law is on its side because of a provision saying it supersedes all related local laws except those regarding roads and property taxes. The purpose of that provision, says John Holko of the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York, was to create consistent and tough regulations across the state.
One of the reasons that the oil and gas law is written the way it is in New York State is because it's very technical, and the state has the people, personnel, and knowledge to basically regulate it. To do it at the local level would be very, very, very difficult.
That clause may be the industry's ticket to drill, even if townspeople don't want it. These two competing interpretations of law seemed destined for a court fight, and Anschutz and Dryden may be the test case that resolves the issue. Professor John Nolan of the Land Use Law Center at Pace University says there may be a precedent in an earlier decision about mining.
The courts determined with regard to the extractive mining industry that similar language in the environmental conservation law did not preempt local governments from regulating the location of gravel mines, but rather their operations.
A decision like that would make perfect sense to Helen Slotjay, the lawyer advocating drilling bans based on zoning.
What's the point of having a comprehensive plan or zoning if an industrial site can go right next to any house? We're going to regulate whether or not I can, like, build a little hair salon on the side of my house or how big my shed is. But you can put a 5-acre well pad next to my house?
For its part, the DEC says that when reviewing drilling applications, it will take into account whether they're consistent with local land use, planning, and zoning laws. No drilling permits are expected to be issued until next year at the earliest. I'm David Shinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.